From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. British Prime Minister David Cameron is urging the Eurozone countries to sort out their currency crisis. There's mounting concern that Greece, with a caretaker government after elections left no party in power, may default. That could force Greece to leave the euro currency, prompting a possible end to the currency and tremors throughout the regional economy and beyond. Cameron says in a speech that either Europe has a committed, stable, and successful Eurozone, or the region is in uncharted territory with risks for everyone. Many Greeks have been withdrawing money from their bank accounts, fearing that Greece might return to its old currency, the drachma. The judge in the UN genocide trial of former Bosnian Serb commander Ratko Mladic has delayed presentation of certain evidence due to what he's calling prosecutors' errors in disclosing evidence to defense lawyers. He says the scope and full impact of the errors are being analyzed. Prosecutors admit the errors and are not objecting to a delay in presenting the evidence. Mladic's attorney has asked for a 6-month delay in the overall trial. In another court in The Hague, former Liberian President Charles Taylor faces a sentencing hearing. He was convicted of war crimes in helping rebels in Sierra Leone's civil war. At the John Edwards political corruption trial in Greensboro, North Carolina, closing arguments take place today in a federal courtroom. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi brings us up to date.
After 17 days of emotional, technical, and character testimony, lawyers will have a final opportunity to address the jury. U.S. Attorney David Harbach and defense attorney Abby Lowell will each have about 2 hours to summarize their cases and try to sway the 12 jurors and 4 alternates. Edwards, a former 2-time presidential candidate, is charged with 6 counts of campaign finance violations. The prosecution says he orchestrated a plan to use nearly $1 million from 2 wealthy donors to hide his pregnant mistress. The defense maintains the money was a personal gift and that Edwards was never directly involved in any payments. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Greensboro, North Carolina.
The Commerce Department will announce a decision later today on whether to slap additional tariffs on Chinese solar panels. NPR's Asma Khalid says the decision is one of the most closely watched trade complaints in years.
Last fall, a group of solar panel manufacturers in the U.S. filed a claim against Chinese companies for unfair trade practices. They accused Chinese companies of dumping solar panels into the American market, selling them below the cost of manufacturing so as to drive competitors out of business. Some solar panel importers in the U.S. oppose any additional tariffs on Chinese panels. They say cheaper Chinese panels make it easier for people to afford clean energy. The Commerce Department decision later today will likely have major ramifications for the green energy market. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Foreclosure activity was down in April, though a company that monitors it says it's up in some areas with judicial foreclosure processes that have been delayed and are now reducing backlogs. Still, Darren Bloomquist of RealtyTrack says repossessions are down too, indicating possible market stabilization.
That's a low going back really to 2008.
Bloomquist says foreclosure filings for April are down 14% from a year ago and 4% from March. Crews confirming docking of a Russian Soyuz spacecraft at the International Space Station, as Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, with 2 Russians and an American on board.
NASA astronaut Joseph Akaba and Russian cosmonauts Gennady Padalka and Sergei Revin were on board the Russian-made capsule. 3 others are already at the ISS, putting them in place for the arrival of the first privately owned cargo ship to the orbiting lab. The SpaceX's Dragon capsule is expected to be launched from Cape Canaveral later this week. Russia is the only country that ferries passengers to the ISS after NASA retired its aging fleet last year. The successful docking of the Soyuz is good news for Russia's space agency, which has seen a string of mishaps within the last year. In one incident, a cargo vessel failed to leave Earth orbit and crashed into Siberia. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Dozens of jail inmates are to be released, and law enforcement staffing is being trimmed to the bone to levels not seen since the 19th century gold rush in Josephine County, Oregon. That's after voters rejected a tax levy to close a budget gap. Officials say they'll be cutting misdemeanor crime enforcement. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.